Good evening and welcome to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. I want to thank you for joining me this evening, and for those who are listening in for the first time, my name is Sonia Jewell and I'm a natural therapeutic specialist and massage therapist at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center right here in Ely. It is my pleasure to be with you every Wednesday evening during this hour to talk about various health topics, nutrition, and safe and natural alternatives, as well as healthier lifestyle choices. And I always welcome your input and feedback about the show and encourage you to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any specific questions, comments, or suggestions regarding the show. Now, this week is National Massage Awareness Week, and therefore I would like to educate you about the many benefits therapeutic massage has to offer. And I know that to a lot of people, a weekly massage still seems an indulgence. But scientific research proves that it has major health benefits for the whole body, mind, and spirit. In fact, massage therapy is one of the oldest healing arts that stretches back thousands of years. And historic records reveal that as early as 3000 before Christ, massage was practiced by the Chinese. And modern massage techniques first developed in the early 1800s. In Europe, China, and Japan, massage therapy has and continues to be an integral part of the healthcare system. In fact, in Austria, which is my native country, physicians will prescribe massage treatments as readily as for a medication or instead of a medication, and all the treatments are covered by the national insurance plan. Now, here in the United States, it has taken a while for people to recognize that massage therapy is medicine and not just an indulgence, and hopefully in the near future, this complementary therapy will also be covered by the insurance plan. Far beyond simply feeling good, massage has an impressive range of therapeutic effects and benefits, many of which have been documented in research studies conducted in the US, Europe, and Asia. But before we continue with today's topic, let's take a short break with music from today's feature CD. And the CD I chose for this evening is titled Amarantine and is by an artist named Enya. And I hope you will enjoy this song, and I'll be back shortly to continue with today's topic.
Every time the rain comes down, close my eyes and listen. I can hear the lonesome sound of the sky as it cries. Listen to the rain. Here it comes again. Hear it in the rain. Feel the touch of tears that fall. They won't fall forever in the way the day will flow. All things come, all things go. Listen to the rain. Here it comes again. Hear it in the rain.
Late at night, I drift away. I can hear you calling. And my name is in the rain. on trees, whispering deep blue seas, mystery. This moment ends, can't let go this feeling. Everything will come again in this sound, falling down of the sky.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. And we have been talking about massage therapy since this week is National Massage Awareness Week. And massage therapy is one of the oldest healing arts, which stretches back thousands of years. And massage therapy has an impressive range of therapeutic benefits. With a variety of hands-on methods, a skilled massage therapist not only stretches and loosens muscles and connective tissue, but also greatly improves blood flow to the heart and the movement of lymph fluid throughout the body. The therapist's hands speed the removal of metabolic waste products resulting from exercise or inactivity, allowing more oxygen and nutrients to reach the cells and tissues. In fact, sensory receptors in the skin and muscles wake up, so to speak, and bring new awareness to areas that have felt cut off by chronic tension patterns. And in addition, massage stimulates the release of endorphins, the body's natural painkillers, into the brain and nervous system. And all this translates into an amazing number of health benefits and results, such as deep relaxation and stress reduction, relief of muscle tension and stiffness, faster healing time for pulled muscles and sprained ligaments, and reduce spasms, pain, and swelling, as well as reduce formation of scar tissue. There's also a greater joint flexibility and range of motion, and an increased ease and efficiency of movement, better circulation in both lymph and blood fluids, and also massage therapy greatly lowers our blood pressure and relieves tension-related headaches and eye strains, and makes for healthier and better skin. It also improves posture and brings the body to a relaxed state of alertness, which also increases the capacity of clearer thinking. And last but not least, massage also has the added benefit of helping in weight reduction by breaking up fat deposits, and it also reconditions the skin and tones and relaxes body and facial muscles, which makes for a more youthful and healthy appearance. Scientists are also finding that massage boosts the immune system and dampens harmful stress hormones and raises mood-elevating brain chemicals such as serotonin. Also, people with repetitive motion injuries related to the on-the-job activities greatly benefit from massage therapy, especially people that work a lot on computers. And for people who are forced to remain inactive due to age or injury or illness, massage therapy can compensate at least in part for lack of exercise. Of course, we have talked in the past about the negative impact stress has on our body and mind. And anytime we encounter stressful situations, the body automatically switches to survival mode, which translates into a series of physiological and physical reactions. The sympathetic nervous system increases blood pressure and elevates the pulse rate, And then also hormones are released and energy reserves are mobilized. Then there's also a corresponding decrease in blood flow to the extremities, digestive function, and immune system activity. And our breathing becomes shallow and so on. A person who is frequently under stress will tend to remain locked into a pattern of stress response, unable to relax or let go. And this type of pattern is very damaging to the body. Now, some of the symptoms can be headaches, backaches, fatigue, digestive problems, high blood pressure, and heart disease. Now, the antidote to stress is known as the relaxation response, which is triggered by this parasympathetic branch of the nervous system. And this action sends a message to the body to slow down, take a deep breath, saying in effect, it's time for healing and rest. And nothing can trigger this relaxation response better than massage, and it is the quickest way to take a person back to a state of well-being. Living in a body that is more relaxed and balanced will enable us to better handle stress and release tension before it becomes chronic or damaging to the body. Before we continue with today's topic, let's take another short break with more music from today's feature CD. And today's feature CD is titled Amarantine, and I will be back shortly.
Do you know?
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, today's topic is massage therapy and its therapeutic benefits in celebration of this week being National Massage Awareness Week. And I already mentioned the numerous benefits massage therapy has to offer. Massage therapy has its greatest benefits over time, and the more often you get a massage, the better you feel. And the therapeutic effects of massage are cumulative. From one session to the next, you're able to relax more and more as the chronic patterns of stress in the body are released. Massage is about the best preventative and health insurance a person can invest in. It also is one of the greatest gifts you can give a loved one. And we have gift certificates available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. And with the holidays coming up, you may keep that in mind as a very meaningful gift to improve someone's health. Now, for our listeners who have never had a massage and have been apprehensive, I strongly recommend to give it a try. Especially with the cold and flu season just around the corner, massage therapy is a wonderful way to boost your immune system. It just is the best preventative there is, and on top of it, it is a wonderful experience. So, what can a person expect? So when you arrive for your appointment, your therapist will ask questions concerning your medical condition as well as about any areas of pain and discomfort. And then you will be asked to undress in private and drape yourself with a sheet or towel that is provided for you. And underwear is left on or removed at your discretion. And then you lie down on a comfortable massage table and you get to listen to soothing music while the therapist makes you feel better. And your modesty is respected at all times, and the therapist will undrape only the part of the body being massaged at the time. The pressure is always adjusted to the client's comfort level. And for massage to be truly beneficial and therapeutic, it should always be a relaxing experience overall. Sometimes there may be a little discomfort in specific problem areas when they're being worked on, but the main goal is to promote relaxation so that the body can heal itself. Massage is not really a single discipline, but a family of related arts, and each technique offers different benefits and results. So if a person is simply stressed or suffers from insomnia, Swedish massage with its long soothing strokes may be what the person needs. But if a person suffers from painful muscle spasm or needs to rehabilitate an injured joint, etc., deep tissue massage is more helpful. And this technique uses greater pressure to penetrate the deeper muscle groups. But what really counts is not method, but competence. And I have been a massage therapist for 19 years, and I practice a variety of massage styles and techniques, and each massage is customized to the client's specific needs at a time and usually includes various styles. Another great treatment for the upcoming winter month is hot stone massage, and this massage incorporates smooth heated stones which deep heat the muscles. And the stones are being placed on various parts of the body to preheat the area. But they are also used for manipulation. It feels really great, especially on a cold day, and promotes deep relaxation. And as I mentioned earlier, massage therapy is one of the greatest tools to help the body eliminate toxins. So I would like to elaborate a bit more on the detoxification process. Our bodies naturally go through regular cycles of detoxification, but it happens mostly during the night. And the primary systems involved are the lymphatic system, the liver, the digestive tract, the urinary system, as well as the respiratory system and the skin. So they all work together to neutralize and eliminate wastes and potentially harmful substances that come from both outside and inside. For example, the lymphatic system collects toxins from cells, fluids, fats, and waste, and delivers them to the liver, which constantly filters and purifies the blood. The liver essentially decides which substances the body needs and which ones to break down and remove. Now, the digestive tract has various tools, from hydrochloric acid in the stomach to the colon, which expels harmful materials. Now, the respiratory tract not only exchanges oxygen and carbon dioxide, but traps and eliminates toxins from the air we breathe. The kidneys, on the other hand, filter the blood and produce urine to excrete waste and toxins. And last but not least, the skin secretes toxins via sweat. Now, problems arise when there are too many toxic agents that accumulate or if any of the normal detoxification systems are not working properly. Sadly, each one of us now carries a toxic soup, our individual toxic burden, due to the presence of many chemical substances. And studies show that 100% of adults have synthetic and industrial chemicals stored in their bodies. There are also many heavy metals, pesticides, pollutants, food additives, and many others to list. So the body stores what it can't get rid of and eventually has symptoms. Our food, water, and air are contaminated, disrupting our body's self-healing mechanisms. So studies show that diet and environment cause up to 95% of cancers and most other modern degenerative diseases. Once environmental toxins are locked in human bodies, no one can guess what diseases they will trigger in each person. We each have our own blend of toxic soup and unique combinations of depleted and imbalanced nutrients. And that's why, for example, 10 people living in a toxic building will have 10 totally different symptoms or illnesses. Overburdening our bodies overworks our detoxification pathways and depletes nutrients. And when we consume things like refined sugars, overprocessed foods, altered or fake fats, and other non-foods, we stimulate the production of more toxins in the body and add to our body burden. And this drops the nutrient levels even further. And our bodies end up with a steady decline of nutrients, which are crucial for detoxification. So to counteract this, we need to get more nutrients in and get toxic materials out. The body deals with toxins either by eliminating the harmful substance or by transforming it into a less harmful substance. Now, most toxins or drugs are fat-soluble, and to be safely removed, they must be converted to non-toxic water-soluble molecules. And this process occurs in several phases with the help of enzymes. Now, certain foods help the body increase detoxification enzymes, and many of these are vegetables and fruits, herbs, and spices. Now, certain foods help the body increase detoxification enzymes. Many are vegetables, fruits, herbs, and spices. And raw or lightly cooked vegetables and fruits retain these enzymes that are used in this detoxification process. Now, cooking methods can greatly affect the production and availability of certain food ingredients. For example, lightly steamed broccoli produces sulforaphane, which is a beneficial sulfur compound, whereas microwaved or boiled broccoli doesn't. Now, let's take another break with music, and when I come back, I will go more in detail about foods and herbs that support your body's natural detoxification abilities. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. And we have been talking about the body's detoxification pathways and the importance of getting more nutrients in and toxins out to relieve the toxic load in order to reduce cellular damage and support cellular repair. And there are numerous cleansing diets and fasts and supplements for getting rid of accumulated toxins. Yet, a lifetime buildup of toxins requires more than a quick fix, and we must consistently consume plenty of nutrients from wholesome, natural foods. Eliminating or greatly decreasing the amount of food we eat may not get the desired result, since it means reducing nutrient intake as well. And I want to briefly discuss fasting and the dangers associated with long-term fasts. Fasting refers to abstinence from food for a set amount of time. Now, a short fast of 1 to 3 days won't be harmful to most people and can produce benefits without stressing the body's resources. But even a couple of days can make some folks feel pretty awful, and long-term fasting, though, can be highly stressful and counterproductive. Fasting for 1 or more weeks leads to fatigue, headache, dizziness, nausea, constipation, and other problems, including some degree of malnutrition. During a fast, the body breaks down protein from muscles to provide blood sugar or glucose for the brain and other essential systems, and then it tackles fat cells. Now, the rapid breakdown of fat cells releases toxins stored in these fat cells, and this can overload the kidneys and liver with toxic byproducts and upset the balance of electrolytes. So your organs actually don't rest during a fast. They actually work overtime. And the body has insufficient nutrient support to get rid of the toxins. The enhanced energy that people report when fasting can be the result of surging stress hormones, which is really short-lived. And for a fast to work properly, the detoxification pathways of the body have to be working well to begin with. And unfortunately, this is not the case for most people nowadays. So therefore, no one in poor health should try fasting, and neither should pregnant women or children. Fasting has a complicated impact on various aspects of the immune system. It is best to begin with less drastic detoxification methods that actually emphasize restoring and rebuilding. So always make sure to build up and clean out. The more you build up your body, the better able it is to clean out. And to do this, you must consume non-toxic, nutrient-dense, real whole foods and consistently practice other healthy behaviors, including changes that reduce exposure to toxins. I have a wonderful 21-day purification program by Standard Process in my wellness practice, which does just that. It has the person eat a nutrient-dense diet that helps restore and rebuild your body rather than deprive you of nutrients. And if you're interested, I have free booklets available. Yeah, so just stop by at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. And I also want to briefly talk about colon cleansing. Now, harsh colon cleanses can damage the intestinal tissues, destroy healthful microorganisms, and drive toxins and wastes into rather than out of your body. Potent laxatives, for example, can cause irritation. Besides, evacuating the colon doesn't mean you have achieved detoxification. The colon has co-workers, such as the liver, that all need support for good detoxification. A detox diet helps the body mobilize toxins, which are transported to the intestines, and then gentle fibers such as apple pectin or psyllium husk powder can be used to eliminate toxins and wastes out of the colon. It is also important to drink lots of water. Getting plenty of fiber in the diet is often all that is needed. Vegetables, fruits, beans, and whole grains, unless they're not tolerated. And sometimes enemas are used to quickly evacuate toxins. In many cases, enemas bring immediate relief. Also, what's really important are probiotics, because they are extremely helpful for healthy microorganisms in the gut, maintaining the integrity of the intestinal lining and strengthening the intestine's ability to keep toxins and foreign substances from being absorbed. Now, fiber-containing foods also provide prebiotics, which is actually the food for these healthy microorganisms. I also want to talk briefly about colonics or colonic irrigation, which involves running large amounts of warm water through the colon to flush out wastes. And it is said that regular colonics will purge your colon of toxic waste buildup. Since your colon constantly sheds its lining, toxins usually don't build up on it. However, diverticulosis, which are pockets in the colon's lining, and other disorders may result in toxic buildup. An impaired digestive tract or too many harmful microorganisms and weak intestinal walls will contribute to toxins being released throughout the body. But colonics may not be the answer and in some cases can make the situation worse. And if done improperly, colonics can seriously injure the large intestine. And the procedure may cause inflammation. Generally speaking, the colon needs healing more than flushing out. And so therefore, whole food nutrition and probiotics are essential. I also know that there are a lot of people who resort to a liver flush. Now, drinking lots of apple juice and consuming lots of garlic, ginger or cayenne, and or drinking water with Epsom salts dissolved in it, followed by large quantities of olive oil and lemon juice, is supposed to cleanse your liver and gallbladder as well as flush out gallstones you may not even know you had. But the many green stones you pass the day after a liver flush are usually coagulated remains of the olive oil and lemon mixture you drank. Plus, this procedure may be unsafe for people who actually have gallstones, and it may be too harsh for many and may not even accomplish detoxification. So, what is one of the safest forms of detoxification? And like I've already mentioned, one of them is massage therapy. Regular massage helps rid the body of toxins. And certainly massage increases the flow of blood and lymphatic fluid, both of which carry wastes away from the cells. So it is a useful tool to add to other detox measures. Also, physical activity increases detoxification. Exercise increases your body's need for oxygen, encouraging deep breathing, which increases the elimination of carbon dioxide. And your cells receive extra oxygen and dump toxic wastes. And when you exercise, the contraction of muscles and the increase in rate and depth of breathing stimulates the flow of lymph. And lymph circulates throughout the body, transporting wastes and toxins away from cells and bringing immune system cells to support repair and maintenance. So brisk walking, dancing, gardening, bicycling, swimming, and other rhythmical movements involving as much as your body as possible are the best activities. And much of the body's healing work, such as inflammation repair and major house cleaning, takes place during sleep. So getting enough sleep is essential because during sleep, cellular damage is repaired and wastes and toxins that have accumulated during the day are detoxified. So make sure you cultivate good sleep habits. And now it's time for another break with music from our feature CD by Enya. And when I come back, I will talk in detail about some foods and herbs that support your body's natural detoxification process.
Sleepless nights when we would read by candlelight, and on the window pane outside, a new world made of snow, a million feathers falling.
Maybe I won't make a
friends. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. And we have been talking about massage therapy, the body's detoxification process, and the importance of exercise, good sleep, as well as nutrient-dense food for cellular repair. So let's talk about some of these important foods that should be included in your diet on a daily basis that greatly enhance the detoxification process. I also want to mention that food should all be organically raised if possible. To lower stress on the liver and kidneys, alcohol, refined, and all overprocessed food should be avoided. Stimulants such as caffeine should also be restricted. So now let's talk about some of these foods and herbs that help you get rid of toxins. I want to mention first and foremost beets. Beets are very rich in betaine and other compounds which support detoxification in the liver, intestines, and the blood. And especially at this time of the year, this vegetable is easily available in grocery stores, and at the Whole Foods pantry you can find both red and golden beets that were locally raised. Beets are wonderful raw, on salads, or roasted as a side dish. And of course, there are the cruciferous vegetables such as all the cabbages, cauliflower, broccoli, kohlrabi, kale, Brussels sprouts, and so much more. And these vegetables have beneficial compounds that help the liver detoxify drugs, chemicals, and pollutants. Plus, they contain very valuable nutrients. Just make sure that you consume the cruciferous vegetables in cooked form because they contain compounds that can inhibit thyroid function if they are consumed very often in raw form. Plus, they are also more easily digestible if cooked. So always just briefly steam or sauté them before consuming them. I also want to mention radishes. Now, radishes support liver detox pathways, including phase 1 and phase 2 enzymes, and also supply vitamin C complex. And there are many different varieties of radishes available, and if you have never tried daikon radish or watermelon radishes before, I urge you to stop by at the Whole Foods pantry and pick some up and give them a try. And they are wonderful tasting, plus they add a wonderful color palette to your salads, especially the watermelon radishes with their various hues and shades of pink and chartreuse and fuchsia colors. So take advantage of all nature has to offer and put an artistic spin on your cooking. Remember, digestion begins with your eyes. Now, egg yolks, onions, and beans, and garlic, and red peppers, just to name a few, contain sulfur compounds that help clear the body of drugs and hormones. And garlic and cilantro also help protect against heavy metal accumulation, probably by inhibiting their absorption and helping the body eliminate them. Now, artichokes are related botanically to milk thistle and therefore also protect the liver from pollutants and radiation damage and other toxic insults. Another great vegetable to add to your diet for protection, although it is only available in the springtime, is dandelion greens. And those greens give you special antioxidants as well as choline, which enhances liver function and protects cellular DNA from damage. And the roots and leaves enhance liver health and encourage normal digestion. As far as special salad greens, I would like to mention the salad greens such as chicory, radicchio, endive, frisée, and escarole. And these special salad greens promote the release of bile into the intestines to help carry away toxins. Spinach, peas, and tomatoes contain alpha-lipoic acid, which helps break down byproducts of detoxification. Plus, they also add nutrients such as vitamin C and E, CoQ10, and glutathione to recharge. And asparagus, avocados, okra, and cruciferous vegetables supply glutathione, which is a compound that helps in the removal of fat-soluble toxins. So just make sure you include as many vegetables from the various color spectrum on a daily basis for your best prevention and protection. So now let's talk about some important fruits, and then we will take a short break with music before we will wrap up today's show. As far as fruits that greatly help with detoxification, I want to mention lemons and oranges because they contain very small amounts of a special compound that actually help the liver in neutralizing carcinogens. Apples, pears, and strawberries and many other berries contain soluble fiber to pick up toxins in the intestines and escort them out. And of course, they also contain many, many valuable nutrients and antioxidants. Grapes, pomegranates, and many berries contain compounds that protect from toxin damage. So now it's time for another break. So let's take a short break with some music from today's feature CD. And today's CD is titled Amarantine and is by Enya. And when I come back, I will briefly talk about some herbs that promote the detoxification process.
Oh,
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Show with Sonia. And we have been talking about the body's detoxification pathways and important foods you should consume to assist this detoxification process. Now, chlorophyll in plants supports liver detox pathways and binds to toxins, including heavy metals. Also, sea vegetables like kelp, dulse, makami, and so forth, they aid detoxification by transforming toxic metals into salts the body can eliminate. There's also various compounds that are found in a variety of vegetables and fruits that strongly support phase 2 detoxification pathways in the liver and throughout the body. Now, glutamine, the main metabolic fuel for several types of white blood cells and cells in the lining of the small intestines, plays a major role in the first line of immune defense. It is abundant in high-protein foods such as meat, fish, legumes, and dairy, but cabbage and beets are especially high in this particular compound. Now, glutathione, a protein composed of the amino acid cysteine and glutamic acid and glycine, protects against and helps get rid of toxins. It basically converts fat-soluble toxins such as pesticides and heavy metals and solvents into water-soluble forms that can be eliminated by the kidneys. Glutathione is especially concentrated in the liver, and if it is depleted by toxic overload, illness, or nutritional deficiencies, the detox process can become overwhelmed and the liver can be damaged. A sick liver can produce enough glutathione, which increases damage and disease. So vegetables and fruits, especially in raw form, are rich in glutathione. I would also like to mention a few important herbs that can be easily incorporated into your diet, such as dill, which contains compounds that helps the liver neutralize carcinogens. So whenever you have a chance, mix some fresh dill in your salads. There are also herbs like yarrow, chamomile, and peppermint that promote the detoxification processes. And a great way to incorporate these herbs this time of year is in the form of herbal teas. And the Whole Foods Pantry has a great assortment of herbal teas available. And we also have roasted dandelion tea available that greatly promotes liver detoxification. Now, I mentioned the herb milk thistle earlier because it protects the liver from pollutants and radiation damage and other toxic insults. Plus, it helps the liver to heal. Siberian ginseng tempers the effects of a number of toxins. And burdock and yucca roots have a long traditional use in detoxification as well. I urge you to consume many of the vegetables, fruits, and herbs I just mentioned on a daily basis to assist your body in the detoxification process, and I strongly encourage you to make a massage appointment in the near future to reap all its therapeutic benefits. It's the best preventative there is, with its many immune-boosting effects, especially this time of the year with the cold and flu season in full swing. So this wraps up today's show. Thank you so much for listening this evening. I hope you enjoyed the information as well as the music. And for a list of my services, I invite you to visit my website at elywellness.com or stop by at the Evergreen Cottage and Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center to pick up a pamphlet. I also invite you to stop by and check out the Whole Foods Pantry and stock up on organic produce, meats, dairy, and natural foods to keep yourself and your family in good health. Or if you happen to be in the Virginia area, I encourage you to visit the Natural Harvest Food Co-op, which kindly is sponsoring this show as well. Remember, let food be your medicine. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you will join me again next Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock, right here on WELY. Be well and take care.